Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then, I will provide a video cast. Well, hello once again. I was in the park this past Friday for the first day of the month-long Halloween time celebration. As I made my way past security, I noticed the large pumpkins on top of the main gates to form the shape of some of the Disney gangs such as Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto. As you make your way to the town square, it was all decked out in black and orange. Total theme. There was also some media event going on, for they kind of blocked the center of town square a little bit off. There were some radio stations doing remotes there, such as 95.5 KLOS, 94.7, The Beat, and a few other stations. They also have where they normally would put the Christmas tree, a huge pumpkin in the shape of Mickey. If you want, you guys to just see what it looks like there by simply checking out my gallery at www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery and check out the 92906 folder. 8-Pin Publishing continues to sponsor our podcast. Thank you, Carlene! She and her husband John joined me later that day for dinner and Haunted Mansion ride-through as well, and a few other different rides. And this is also the opening day for the Nightmare Before Christmas, so since it was my first time on that overlay, even though I haven't seen it on video, yes, I've never been on it, I had experienced it. I do have audio from that, and I will be playing it later in the show. I have the mansion, Drawn to the Magic, and more. Thank you for your kind comments on my last video cast. I was playing with the different format, totally different from the first one, and I would like to actually share some of them now with you. Jonathan Cooper from Tennessee writes in, I must say, your newest show, Video Cast Number 2, is by far your best show yet. All of the great clips from the parks have really gotten me more excited to make my first trip to Disneyland this summer. I have lived in Tennessee and frequent Walt Disney World at least once or twice a year, but my dream is going to Disneyland, and it will come true this summer. As far as the show goes, I think your format works much better on a video format rather than strictly audio. However, there is a lot more work that goes into a video cast, and probably something that you would only want to do occasionally, and that is very understandable.
Yep.
But personally, I found the video cast to be more entertaining than a normal show. Keep up the great work. Jay Pesky from the DPN writes in, Hey Tony. Let me just say that I love your new format. All the clips you put together from the latest episode were great, and I hope you continue these video casts. I'll be looking forward to more. Thank you, guys. I did receive one email, and I cut it down for the show, that goes like this. Jason writes in, Hey, Tony. I like your show. Your videos are great, and you do have good information and audio. You want listener feedback? And so I like to put in a little comment. The only section of your podcast which could use some work is This Week in Disney History section. Although informative, it's not very interesting. Plus, other podcasts already do the same thing. So I'm hearing the same thing over and over again. I really like the show, just not that segment so much. But it's all about constructive criticism, right? Keep up the good work, though, and I will be listening. Hey, thank you, Jason. I do try to change it a little bit as I go. You're actually the first one to not like it in the format that it is in, and my listeners are important to me, so I will take your suggestion into consideration. Yes, indeed. You know, actually, speaking of This Week in Disney History, right, This Week in Disney History, where we look into everything in the history of Disney. October 3rd, 1967, vaudeville actor, newspaper cartoonist, voice actor, and Disney legend Pinto Colvig loses his battle with lung cancer, best known also as the voice of Goofy. He was also one of the pioneers in advocating warning labels about cancer risks on cigarette packs in the USA. He was also the original Bozo Clown, a part that he played for 10 years, which, you know, started in 1946. On that day in the year 1971, Peter Pan's flight opens at Walt Disney World on the park's third day in business. Now, based on the 53 animated film, guests board vessels attached to rails above and soar over the skies of London, which, by the way, were the very first monorail-type systems in Disneyland. The Expo Robotics, which was located in the Epcot's Communicore West, closes. On that same day in the year 1996, the World of Disney, the world's largest Disney store, opens at Walt Disney World's Village Marketplace in Florida. Epcot's new Illuminations 25 officially debuts to the public. Actually, it's been running since September at the time. The Flying Fish Cafe opens at the Boardwalk Resort at Walt Disney World. On that day in the year 1998, Disney's Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes closes forever. Over at Epcot, Discovery Center closes as well. On that day in the year 2002, a new shopping venue, Le Bateau Rouge, opens in Disneyland's New Orleans Square. On that day, on the year 2005, 10 of the original Musketeers gather in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle in Disneyland to sing, dance, and share memories. They're also joined by 1,000 honorary Musketeers who helped them unveil the world's largest pair of Musketeers on the anniversary of the Mickey Mouse Club. On that day, on October 4th, 1975, Imagineer Yale Gracie, who devised many of the illusions for the Haunted Mansion, retires after 36 years at Disney and will continue to consult on special effects and lighting for attractions at the Walt Disney World and Epcot Center to be later named a Disney legend. On that day in the year 1993, Disney World's Flight to the Moon attraction closes. It will be replaced in 1995 with an extraterrestrial alien encounter, which eventually would close later on. On October 5th, 1955, in Anaheim, California, the Disneyland Hotel opens on a 60-acre site next to Disneyland. That's actually owned by the Rather Corporation, and the hotel won't be purchased by Disney until 1988. And I didn't know that. I thought Disney always owned it. In 1982, Epcot's Century World of Motion is a whimsical look at development of transportation from the human foot to a bustling futuristic city is officially dedicated, although it hasn't been up and running since, you know, grand debut on October 1st. It's sponsored by General Motors. That's the very first company to sign with Disney to sponsor an Epcot Pavilion. In 1992, the Walt Disney Story, an attraction on Walt Disney World's Main Street USA, is shown for the last time as the cinema closes. Now, the cinema will be refurbished and reopened as a merchandise location in 1998. October 7th, 1990, legendary animator Myron Grimm Netwick dies in L.A. at the age of 100. Best known as the creator of the animated character Betty Boop, he also worked on Disneyland, Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs. In 1998, on that date, Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin House in the space formerly occupied by Take Flight opens at Walt Disney World, presented by Mattel. It's also the very first interactive dark ride at the Magic Kingdom. In that day, in year 2002, a Bugs Land opens inside Disney's California Adventure. Now, it's designed strictly for little tiny kids. The area features Flix Fun Fair. On October 8, 1957, the Maxwell House Coffee House, located on Disneyland's Main Street, in operation since December of 1955, closes and it will be replaced by Hills Brothers Coffee House in June of 1958. On that day in the year 2003, Mickey's Philharmonic, a new computer-animated 3D attraction, has its official grand opening in the Philharmonic Concert Hall at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. My cat's doing funny stuff right now. Pop Idol's Howie Mandel. I'm sorry. Howie Duroux of the Backstreet Boys and Joey Fatone of NSYNC are on hand for the premiere. Oh, I don't even like these bands. At Disneyland on that day, the Golden Horseshoe Variety Show performs its final show at 5:30 p.m. after 4,000 performances. Now, guests at the final performance include Wally Bogue, who is actually the original Golden Horseshoe Review for over 27 years as well. And that concludes This Week in Disney History. That's right, stupid Disney joke. And this one actually was created by yours truly. Me. Now, why did Tinkerbell not fly over the castle on her very first night? Need some time to think about it? Here we go. Sorry, your time's up. She had stage flight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Woo.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the firehouse, that's the fun fact for you.
Walt Disney's original plans for a theme park, a place for his employees and families could go to relax, was on an 8-acre area next to his Burbank, California studios. And that's this week's Disney fun fact. Well, as you know, I was in the park for the first day of the Halloween Time Celebration. Now, I would definitely recommend you go. It's from September 29th all the way up until October 31st. Now, this year has an exciting new treat for guests, Disney's Halloween Time, which has every place decorated. You got Disney's California Adventure. You got the Haunted Mansion overlay with Nightmare Before Christmas from Tim Burton's. Definitely a good time. You don't want to miss out on this. Over in the Golden Dreams Theater, they have a thing called California Screams, and I actually have audio from that before. Now, here's a little cool little note on that. When you guys come from the Mickey and Friends tram, you're going to go buy a bunch of little figurines. Now, those figures are actually all from the Tokyo part. There's some fun fact for you. Yes, indeed. So, I went over there to DC to kind of re-record Drawn to the Magic. Now, I had learned that they normally have a theater, and since it's being worked on, they perform in front of the animation building. Now, this is a really cute show. They take about 3 kids from the audience. They just happen to stand by, and they get to be in the show. So, why don't you all just check it out and enjoy as we get Drawn to the Magic.
Are you feeling particularly glam today?
I
suppose you are. Well, stick around. You're just in time for the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Disney's California Adventure. Gather around. Yes, you are. We are just getting ready to draw some of our favorite Disney characters. It always helps to have some real-life inspiration, like you.
I'm going to call over. Come on.
Let's see. I'll come right in here. Hey there. What is your name? What? Jared, do you have a favorite Disney character?
Can you please walk down this way, please? Thank you very much.
No, bye, Jared. Do you have a favorite Disney character? Who is it? Blue? Like, is that
Baloo?
Baloo or Blue? Blue, he likes Blue.
Blue.
You know, I have a favorite, too. Can you guess who my favorite character is? Big guy wears a hat and boots and says, "There's a snake in my boots." Woody from Toy Story! Yeah! That's my favorite. I like Woody and Buzz Lightyear and Simba and Tarzan because I love the Disney heroes. Well, let's hear it for the heroes!
All right. Heroes are nice.
They're the best.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for the heroes, the Jay. But you know who I love a little bit more than the heroes? Probably a lot of it. A lot more than the heroes. No, that would be the Disney... Hello? Disney princesses! That's right, they're the best. Jasmine, Ariel, Belle. Yeah. They're the most kind, beautiful, generous,
so many
smart,
adjectives,
lovely,
so
talented.
Little time.
Hey, now, who doesn't love a fantasy? Don't
well, your heroes and princesses wouldn't have had such a charmed life without their magical friends around. I mean, without her three good fairies, what would Sleeping Beauty be doing right now if it wasn't for her three good fairies? That's right, she'd be sleeping.
I love
sleeping.
So that's
my favorite part, the magic.
So that is the correct answer, but we have no prizes. So no matter what your favorite part is, there's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah?
It's time to see. No, the Disney animation brings our favorite stories to life just like magic. Don't you just feel the magic when Hercules conquers the fearsome Hydra?
Yes, but how about when Sleeping Beauty is awakened by Abyss?
Or when the genie turns Aladdin into Prince Ali?
But when we get to see it on the big screen, well, that's truly magical. I mean, when you're watching your favorite Disney film, don't you just dream of being that character, like Cinderella?
Or Hercules!
Or the genie! How cool would that be?
Pretty cool. And when we're drawing, we bring our characters on the board to life by using real people for inspiration. Well, people like you.
Hey, let's show them how the magic begins, huh?
All right, but that means we need some help, right?
All right.
A volunteer, one for each.
Three
right?
Volunteers.
We need three Mouska volunteers.
Three
young people.
Come help me right now.
Three young people.
Come up here, little barefoot. It's so light.
God, that was sweet.
Come up here.
All right, I need one more volunteer. Anybody?
What's your name?
There you are, sir. Come on up.
Jerry Carey. All right. Everyone say hello, Carrie. Now, Carrie, when I'm drawing my favorite Disney character, what I like to think about for my inspiration is how they move or how they pose. And obviously, you love princesses, Carrie. So we want to show everyone out there an example of a Disney princess pose. Are you ready? Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to point your little foot out. Can you put your foot out? Like this. There you go. Take your hands and put them over your heart like that. Elbows up and give everyone a big smile. Big smile, Carrie. There it is. Give her a round of applause. Now stay. Wait. Come here. We're not done. Okay, do it again. Now this time, hold your dress like that and give us a big smile. Big smile and freeze just like that. Right there. You look perfect.
Now, hi, Brian. I like to listen to the character's voice for inspiration. You know those famous lines like when Hercules says, "I'm the most famous person in all of Greece. I'm an action figure."
Or when Rafiki says, "A Santisana, squish banana, where we knew no mini Havana."
Uh-huh. Or like when Sleeping Beauty says, "They say that if you dream a thing more than once, it's sure to come true."
Okay, Jake, can you put your arms out now? Can you help me out? Can you say one of Woody's lines just like Woody for me? Can you say, "Reach for the sky"?
Reach for the sky. Hey!
That was great. Stop. Just like Woody. But Victoria here was just telling me that it's the songs that really tell a lot about the character.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down.
Yes!
Take
it
off.
Yes!
Very well done, everyone.
Thank you, so
you see, you're all part of the Disney magic.
Ah, yes, but don't go anywhere, because the magic has only begun.
Just a few lines drawn in the right place make an elegant princess who's full of grace. Within my heart.
just on the screen.
The magic's in all of us.
It's deep within your heart where all dreams begin.
I run to the magic, the good versus evil. With each beat of courage and honor I see, my dreams come alive and I feel like a dream.
Woody!
A true hero to all, the magic's in. With each incantation, I'm charmed utterly. My dreams come alive and I feel like me. Granting wishes to all, the magic's in me. Let's hear it from the end again.
Give love to the magic.
Magic.
I'm Chip. I'm Dale.
So I looked at the Entertainment Guide and I noticed that something called Golden Screams. Now, it was the Golden Dreams Theater, so I walked over there. The show is where villains face off in a fun-filled competition to find out who has the greatest scream. So I was thinking it was all a movie. Nope. It was a live host. And I, well, you know, you know what? Just to kind of let you guys understand it, I think I better just let you all hear about it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Golden Screams Award Ceremony. And now, here's our host, Up to No Good.
Hello, everyone. Hello, how are you today? Good to see everybody here. Glad you all could be here with us today. Nice to see you here. Nice to see you. There's good stickers there. Hello, I'm sure. How are you? Nice to see you, man. Glad you could make it. Hello, everybody there in the back. All right hands up, all the way down the row. Ready to go. Oh, hello there, big guy. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as the announcer said, my name is Up to No Good, and this is the Golden Screams Award Ceremony! Well, let's try that again. All right, where the most nefarious ne'er-do-wells face off with their best shrieks, howls, yelps, and hollers. And at the very end, only one and only one, will emerge as the best screamer. Now, this year, we're focusing on our vintage villains, those scandalous scoundrels who began stirring up trouble more than 20 years ago. So join me, if you will, as we relive now some of the most memorable and menacing moments of our vintage Disney villains.
Transform my beauty into ugliness. Change my queenly raiment to a peddler's cloak. Mummy dust. To make me old. To shroud my clothes the black of night. To age my voice an old hag's cackle. To whiten my hair, a scream of fright. A blast of wind to fan my head. A thunderbolt to mix it well.
shiver right down your spine. Now, before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the rules. And who better to help us reflect than the one, the only, Magic Mirror. Let's see if we can summon him up. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. For your expertise we call. Tell us kindly, if you will, how to judge the screaming skill of these villains who we know, so we can get on with this scary show.
Fix thine eyes upon these scenes, and thou shalt witness frightful screams. Listen well, and take them in, for soon the voting shall begin. Cast a vote with thine own voice. In this way, reveal thy choice. The power of the mightiest scream reveals which villain reigns supreme. As the victor's name grows clearer, look to magic handheld mirror. On that glass you'll find the name of one who's worthy of acclaim.
How does he do that? It's really quite easy. It's all smoke and mirrors. Ooh, tough crowd, tough crowd. Well, actually, for those of you who are not fluent in the language of mirror, allow me to translate. It seems that after we scream the screams, you will scream for your favorite scream, and the scream that receives the loudest screams will then be deemed the scream supreme. Now then, let's get on with our nominees, shall we? This first contender is a villain who should be, shall we say, dealt with. From Alice in Wonderland, it's the Queen of Hearts.
You know, we could make her really angry. Shall we try?
Oh, no, no!
Oh, but it's loads of fun.
No, no, no! Stop it! Oh, no!
Oh, my green whiskey!
Oh, dear, save the Queen!
Someone's hit the roll for this. Dear!
As losing his hand. From Peter Pan, it's Captain Hook.
You don't do it, Captain. Stay right here now, see? I'll save you, see?
Our next contender devilish things, and a silly screech to match. From the rescuers, it's Madame Medusa.
Teddy goes with me, my dear. I have become quite attached to him. My diamond! My diamond!
Former beauty queen from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Between good and evil, our last villain proves that although truth triumphs, being evil can provide one good heck of a performance. From Sleeping Beauty, it's the malevolent Maleficent.
Magic handheld mirror
to determine exactly who the winner is. So bringing it up is my lovely assistant, Candace. Let's give Candace a nice round of applause. Handheld mirror, it's up to you. Tell me, do. Share with us now the villain's name who joins the Screamers Hall of Fame.
Alas, dear host, try though thou might, our winner's scream is not one of fright. To learn the name, adjust thine eyes and see who's worthy of the prize.
What are you talking about? Not of thine eyes. Adjust thine eyes and not... Oh, please. This doesn't make any sense. We've got the mirror right here.
One voice rose up within the crowd. Above all others, strong and loud. A newfound voice that struck a chord to win the Golden Screams Award.
What are you talking about? A newfound voice within the crowd? Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. He's not making much sense today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. One dwarf is dopey, and so are you.
What? Hey! You come back out here and say that to my face. Come on! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the winner of this year's Golden Screams Award is... Rochelle Renard! Rochelle Renard, are you here? Oh, there she is, right there, ladies and gentlemen, right here in our own audience. Rochelle, come on down! Right around this way, Rochelle, probably right around here. Quick, run, before we run out of music. Come on, this way, here we go! Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Golden Scream Award winner for 2006, Rochelle Renard! She looks a little stunned, doesn't she? Rochelle, why don't you help us out here? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Torrance,
okay, very nice. And how old are you?
15.
They do a lot of screaming in Torrance, obviously. So, we're going to have fun, darling. Okay, well, very good. I'll tell you what, I would be willing to bet that our audience here would like their very own solo performance of your award-winning scream. Am I right, huh? All right, so take a nice deep breath there, Rochelle, and let her rip. Give us a good scream.
Yay.
Kind of trailed off into laughter there, right? Very nicely done. Very good. It was bone-chilling. Oh, I felt it right down to my toes. Very nicely done. All right, on behalf of the Scream Actors Guild... I hear a charter member over there booing me. Okay, I would like to present you with this special token.
Silence!
What? My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, look at this. It's the Queen of Hearts!
Oh, my thing!
Let's give a round of applause, shall we? Wow, this is quite a treat, isn't it? What a treat down here.
A treat?
Yes.
A trick, you mean? All awards are my awards, especially for villainy, which requires one to be crafty, scheming, and nefarious. This person does not qualify. Off with their head!
Oh, no, wait just a second here. I tell you what, why don't we do a little background check on Rochelle here? Who's here with Rochelle? Anybody here with her? Oh, right now, here we have some people. Can you all tell us here, is she crafty? Is she scheming? They're checking with each other. Is she scheming here?
She's been arrested.
The correct answer is yes. Okay. Is she nefarious?
Yes.
There we go. Someone who knows very well. Well, alrighty then. You see, she is
off with your head.
Oh no! Not my head. Just calm down. Take a little breather there. I tell you what. Why don't we have Rochelle take the honorary villain's oath?
A fine idea.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad I thought of it. You may proceed.
All right, then. Rochelle, I want you to raise your audience. Raise your audience. I. Scream your name.
Rochelle.
Okay. Do villainously vow.
Villainously vow.
To shout like the Queen of Hearts.
To shout.
A caterwaul like Captain Hook.
Catch a wall
like Captain Hook. Yes, very good. To rant like a Stromboli. We'll try it in English. To rant like a Stromboli.
To rant like Stromboli.
Very good. Wail like Madame Medusa.
Wail like Madame Medusa.
Now bend over for this one. Cackle like the Queen.
Cackle like the Queen.
And to shriek like Maleficent.
And to shriek.
In short. To scream the impossible scream.
To scream the impossible scream.
Hooray! Wow, Michelle, you are the Golden Scream Award winner for this year, and this makes you an honorary villain, just so long as your parents say that's okay, all right? And to honor you, we would like to present you with this limited edition special Golden Screams pin as our token of appreciation for you being part of our show today, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, one more hand for Rochelle Bernard!
Congratulations! Do you play croquet?
Oh my, poor Rochelle has no idea what she's in for now. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for being here as part of the Golden Screams Awards ceremony. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day at Disney's California Adventure. You can exit this way and over in the rotunda we will have some more villains available for photo calls. Thank you so much for being with us.
Enjoyed that. So back over to Disneyland Resort. I was in Tomorrowland, and I was walking when a group of trash can custodians decided to take a break. Now, being a percussionist myself, I was able to enjoy this. I always love to hear this because they're taking trash cans and all sorts of odd things for percussion instruments and doing cool little rhythms. Well, check it out. You'll see what I mean. Mickey Mouse. A mouse could dance is really very simple. Just take a bit of every day.
Thank you.
the Disneyland Trash Can Trio. Mm-mm. Well, anyway, I got my way to the hub, and I caught a small performance of the Disneyland band right in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle. And it was pretty cool, and then I walked on down to the beginning area of Town Square, and I caught a little bit of the Pumpkin Festival. So, let's all take a little trip over and walk with me as I catch the band and come down Main Street, USA to listen to the festival.
Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Of one thing, that it all started with a mouse. Well, folks, are you ready for a great day here at Disneyland? Oh, come on, let me hear you. Are you ready for a great day here at Disneyland? Well, great, the Disneyland Band and Mickey are going down to Main Street, USA, so come follow the band.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So I recorded The Nightmare about 3 times that day. The first one in the morning, but the sound was so distorted, the doom buggies and loud. I came back later and it was a little bit better, not that great, and I was never able to get the beginning of the spiel. And number 3 worked just right. Now, they really decked it out. For the first time I've actually experienced it, I was pretty impressed. I mean, it's really insane. Wow, how can you describe it? It's just great effects in the stretching room, I'll tell you that. The black light just made it everything. So, by the way, when you guys listen to this, don't be spooked by this one.
It was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams, for the story that you were about to be told began the holiday birds of old. I know you're curious to see what's inside. It's what happens when two holidays collide. Foolish, glorious sight. It's time for our holiday tale to begin. There's no turning back now. Please, come all the way in.
Please step all the way inside.
Our holiday tale is a tale that's quite charming, but during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause. Well, tell you a tale about dear Santa Claus. Nightmare before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning would cause such a scare. The children nestled all snugly in their beds would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads. In peace in your black Christmas sleigh.
Your slate will accommodate one or two more. We hope you're prepared for what Jack has in store.
Don't pull down the bar. It will float down with ease. And keep a close watch on all children, please. All good girls and boys must sit safe in their seats and keep in their sleigh all hands, arms, legs, or feet. Si cuidas a tus manos, todo marcha felizmente. Los fantasmitos y fantasmitas deben quedarse en su asiento. Y en el cochecito, mantén brazos, manos, piernas y pies adentro. More rapid than vultures, the mansion was changed. All was soon covered, adorned, and deranged. And what to your wondering eyes disappears is Jack's little friend Zero, the ghost dog reindeer. Nothing here was forgotten. It all looks so pleasant. Makes a fine Christmas present. A man in black makes a wonderful wreath. As long as you don't get caught in its teeth. Jack's holiday vision was unlike no other. So ring out the bells. There's more cheer to uncover.
Cool on the team. Magic crystals that sparkle with a force that is pure. Eight balls of knowledge that answer with a truth that is sure. Seven pearls of wisdom to keep my love bewitched to me. Six mystic mirrors reflecting futures yet to be. On the fifth day of Christmas, my good.
With some treats and some games, you can make a scene merry. Why, even a gingerbread house could seem scary. All at once, happy haunts did materialize. Like a nightmarish painting by Courier and Ives.
Scary, 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 scary exit by stepping away.
And there you have it. Well, it still wasn't perfect with the level out there, but it was pretty cool, and I was pretty impressed and did enjoy it. So I recommend you guys do go check it out. But get there early in the day when the park opens, and then go right over there and get in line so you don't have to wait, and you'll be good. Well, you know what? I believe I promised you guys something on the last podcast. What was that?
It's time for another Above the Firehouse contest.
That's right, a contest. Another one since the last one. All right, what we got for this contest? A book from Carlene from 8Pen Publishing called Disney Years, seen through the photographer's lens. And it takes pictures from 1955 all the way up to 1958. From her grandfather, Mel Kilpatrick. It's about 40 pages in black and white, and shows you some construction. Definite keepsake. You should be telling at the Disneyland, it's about $30. So, it's going to be a tough one, so I want you guys to get ready now. Now, this is the contest, so I need you to answer all these, and then send them to me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. It's a total of 10 questions. Here we go. Disney's Escape to Witch Mountain featured the adventures of two orphans named who were they and what were their names? Number 2. In Disneyland's The Haunted Mansion attraction, you hear the spooky song Grim Grimming Ghost. Can you complete the missing lyrics from this dire ditty? Creepy Creeps with Eerie Eyes Star 2. Who was the first performer to win a Best Actor or Best Actress Oscar for a role in a Disney film? Okay. Another question for you, number 4. According to Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, blank while the flatware's entertaining. Okay. For number 5, the three lands that currently existing at Disneyland Park that were not there on opening day included what three lands? Number 6. The unusual ladder used in The Santa Claus is manufactured by who? Question 7. Pinocchio's bad boy friend who becomes a donkey is named who? And his voice was by prolific actor who? Okay. Disney's first video game ever was based on the movie blank. And promotions of the movie heavily touted the fact that you could play the game after you saw the film. Question number 9. The very first Mickey Mouse watch was manufactured by what manufacturer? And finally, the question number 10. Starstruck animated Disney short blank was nominated for an Academy Award in 1938. Now, don't forget you have to answer all those. I said it was going to be a tough one. Send them in to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget, also include your name, your address in that as well. So, good luck to you, and that contest will end until the first Sunday in November. And that would be, I can't remember because I'm all messed up. Alrighty. Now, That would be November. I have to actually stand up on this one. I am so confused right now. I do apologize for this. Things aren't working on my computer as promised, sir. November 5th. When you so get all your entries in on November 5th, noon Pacific Standard Time. So good luck to you. And that brings us to the end of the show. Wow, we did a good one on this one. Nice and long. So thank you, everybody, for letting me entertain you. I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call our hotline at area code 206-203-2268. Your feedback is important to me, and if you have any Disney news, stupid Disney jokes, or a fun fact, please send them in. Don't forget that email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And don't forget the website, www.abovethefirehouse.com, and I also have my forums on there. So sign on up and join in the conversation. It's free and it's painless. So don't forget to check out Disney's Halloween Time. Until then, have a magical week, and peace, and chicken grease.
Fate steps in and sees you through.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Built in hell.
Mickey? Uh-huh. It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade. And we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic!
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.